sandwiches, though. Coming up next to the stage, a newcomer to the Your Story stage. We actually have a few new people tonight, which is always super exciting. This is Maura McDaniel.
Okay, so my inspiration was the movie Castaway, because that was like the most memorable Tom Hanks movie to me. And I thought of Wilson and their beautiful friendship. So my story is about my best friend. I met my best friend Molly in seventh grade in the back of science class. I couldn't read the board because I needed glasses, so Molly would read the board to me and let me copy her notes. We've been friends ever since. In middle school, we were inseparable. We looked alike and acted alike, and our teachers would call us by each other's names. Sometimes we would even buy the same shirts from Target just so we could match and have people think we were twins. We loved Audrey Hepburn movies and spying on our older brothers. We would spend the night at each other's houses every weekend. We became a part of each other's families. She was my best friend, my Wilson. We were two peas in a pod. Then the day came when she told me she was being sent to boarding school. Usually when you hear boarding school, you think of an evil step-parent threatening a child that if they don't behave, then they will send them to a faraway boarding school, and it all sounds very dramatic. And that's pretty much what happened. Except Molly wasn't a bad kid. See, Molly's family was super religious. They were all Seventh-day Adventists, which pretty much means that they're Christians, but with a few extra weird rules like not being able to wear jewelry, eat meat, wear makeup, and worshiping on Saturdays instead of Sundays. Molly's mom was very adamant about her going to high school at the Seventh-day Adventist boarding school, which was in northern Minnesota, because that's where she went, that's where Molly's older sister went, and now that's where Molly was supposed to go. I was crushed. I couldn't accept that my best friend was being taken away from me. I begged my mom to send me there so that we could stay together. My mom didn't take the bait and reminded me that I wasn't Seventh-day Adventist. But I argued that I could convert because I'd been to Molly's church with her family enough times. And when Molly left, that was the first time I felt depressed in my young life, and then I got really into Dave Matthews Band. Usually when you're young and your best friend moves away, it means that your relationship will fizzle out slowly. You start calling less, visits become less frequent, and letters stop coming. But not for us. We made the best of it. We would talk on the phone at least once a week, and usually it was every other day. We talked so much that we made up a system that if the connection got lost, I would call her back on odd days, and she would call me back on even days, so we wouldn't call each other at the same time and make our lines busy. I would visit her at boarding school at least once or twice a year between holidays when she couldn't come home for a couple months. She tried to set me up with some Seventh-day Adventist boys from her school, and they have been the two worst boyfriends I've ever had to this day. One sent me way too many naked photos, unprompted, unasked for, and unreciprocated, and the other just tricked me into thinking he was cool because he just said he liked everything I liked. She would still come home during the summers, and that was the best time. There wasn't much to do in our small town, so we had to be creative with how to best entertain ourselves. And when we were together, we could always think of something. We made up our own holidays, like Elegance Day. We would have picnics by the lake, go rollerblading, take naps in a hammock in the cemetery, take my 12-foot aluminum boat out on the lake I lived on. And when that got boring, we would go bridge jumping naked. Bridge jumping was like a regular form of entertainment in my town, because it was super small. And that bridge jumping is just finding a tall bridge and jumping off of it into the river. But we just cranked it up a notch by doing it at night naked. By the time we were juniors in high school, we had done it so many times that it lost its thrill. Then We turned into daring each other random things, like to touch the mailbox of the house where my ex-boyfriend lived because his mom scared the shit out of us. And to this day, it still, like, makes my heart thump and my palms kind of clammy. Molly and I aren't the same people we used to be. We've both grown up in very different ways, but she still is the person I know I can turn to. Even though I'm not religious anymore and she's a Bible teacher at a high school in Tennessee, she's still the person I would call in the middle of the night and the person I can ugly cry in front of without judgment. Molly has helped me form into the person I am today. She's my history book. She's the one that has known me in all stages of my life and vice versa. We help each other grow and set goals and encourage one another. We've really learned what it takes to be in a long-distance relationship and how to make things work. It's all about the little things. Hearing about the stupid little stories that happen during your day and visit each other's worlds so you know who the people are that they interact with on a daily basis. Because it's important to know who the guy in her class is with the most acne and who that bitch down the hall is who plays the loud music. It's the little things that keep us connected. I think that the love in a friendship is underrated because to me it's the purest form of love. There is nothing in it for anybody but the company of another person who just likes you as a human being without the implications of sex. This spring, Molly is getting married on my family's farm, and I'd like to take credit for her and her fiancé still being together. They had to be long distance for 2 years, and I like to think that it's because her and I have been practicing the art of long distance for over a decade and still going strong.
Thank you, Maura. And congrats to Emily if you're out there. That's so sweet. I'd also like to point out so you can tell a story and not disparage the host at the end because of something you dreamed about. That's totally possible. Thank you, Maura, for showing us the way. Let's see what happens with the